He alone possessed the little that remained of her extant correspondence, as well as diaries, photographs, and other personal effects. In moving to Highgate, Muswell was perhaps most influenced by the fact that Blake had been resident in the village for all of the 22 years of her brief life. Her mortal remains were interred in the Old West Cemetery in Swain's Lane. I first met Alfred Muswell after writing a letter to him requesting information about Lilith Blake for an article I was planning on supernatural writers of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. After an exchange of correspondence, he suggested that we should meet one afternoon in the reading room of the Highgate Literary and Scientific Institution. From there, he would escort me to his rooms, which apparently were difficult to find without help, being hidden in the maze of narrow brick passageways beyond Pond Square. It was a very cold, clear winter afternoon when I alighted at the underground station in Highgate and made my way up Southwood Lane towards its village. Snow had fallen since the night before, and the lane was almost deserted. Only the sound of my footsteps crunching in the brittle snow broke the silence. When I reached the village, I paused for a while to take in my surroundings. The Georgian houses were cloaked in white and glittered in the freezing sunshine.